work that way. It don't really work that way. Somebody's gonna have to pay and give back everything you ever took away. They say men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Greetings to all of you out there in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. I am coming to you from the island streets of Sri Lanka. Yes, I'm driving right now. I've been meaning to put out some talks for a while, but just different things keep coming up. And a couple that were going to go up didn't for, well, at one point I didn't get to record something that I wanted to, but yes, through technical difficulties and lack of time and thousands of other things that come together, we continue to go forward. We continue to put out what it is that God gives us to give, when He gives it to us to give it, without reservation, without expectation. You know, when we put out these words, we don't do it because, you know, there's something that we intend on. There's no ulterior motive in all this. What we do is we just, God gives us something, and out of obedience we put it up, and we just seek to go on from that. So the results are always in His hands, and it's always really, really cool though for us when you guys email in and you just kind of let us know where you were when the word got to you and what it was that God spoke to you through that. Because, you know, for us, we're as much observers as and participants in this as anyone else. I mean, it's pretty cool. You know, when for myself, when God would give me a word, you know, when you turn yourself over to the Spirit of God, He will work through you. And I've noticed too so many times how in that first maybe 15 seconds, I feel that transition between the person that I was and then the Spirit of God flowing through me in that situation to give that word forward. And you can tell. And just even as that goes forward through us, you know, we really just sit in the passenger side of that vehicle of life. And God really just moves through and reaches people where they're at. Because the word that God gives us is alive. It's true. It's pretty amazing actually to be part of that. And yes, we are in the minority, but there's a very good reason for that. You know, I think for the people of God, we have to face overwhelming odds and have everything stacked against us in order for us to even begin to see the minuteness of God's ability to overcome all of those situations very, very easily at the moment that He just intervenes. You know, I mean, we have to have, like, everything against us. And then when you just call out to Him, you just see how He turns the whole tables. Nations get thwarted, torn down, built up. People that thought there were something yesterday become nothing today. God has that way. He sets one up, He takes one down, and the world keeps turning. You know, it's an amazing just a case of His handiwork. So back in Sri Lanka now. You know, when I came back this time, I really, on a personal level, I really wasn't that keen to come back here. Because, you know, I mean, I tell you, it was just a blessing to be on the road for some time, just to see friends, to see family, to see people that just love God, that really have a heart for Him, for what God's put in us, what God's put in me, to be welcomed in different locations, and to just feel that kindred spirit. For me, I would love to stay around that. I would love to stay in that. But there's also an assignment that God has for us while we're here. And, you know, we'll have all eternity to enjoy that fellowship, to enjoy that time with our brothers and sisters and rest from all of the things that we face. Because in this world you will have trouble, but take heart because he's overcome the world. So, I mean, we've got to be put in the situations where we need to take heart and we need to trust God and we need to really take him at his word and see his hand. So we'll face that. We have to face those things, and we have to allow God to put us in those situations and trust him in that. So, yeah, but I tell you, I appreciate low drama. I appreciate the minimal stress that comes from just being with people that are on the same page, that love God. I think probably one of the more difficult things for me in my own walk has been realizing that some people that you thought were his, you find out, you know, I mean, maybe they are still his, because God knows, you know, those that maybe are compromised or whatever. But the problem is just that they're not on that same page. You know, I think people get off track too sometimes. You know, they start out really good and something got a hold of them along the way, and they let that go. They let that first love go. And you know, we're constantly in this environment is constantly in flux anyways. And people that, you know, weren't your brothers, God can speak to their heart, wake them up, and just like Paul, you know, the very guy that's destroying the church, can be your number one advocate really, really soon. And you have to leave space for that. You know, we have to leave space for that. But that's also not saying that we have to not use the discernment God's given us, when we have to pick up and pick out and understand, all right, these guys really are workers of the devil and they have no good interest at heart. If you leave them alone with some kids, they're probably going to molest them. I mean, that kind of thing. You need to also use those protectional gifts that God's put in you, because there's some really, really twisted, evil, sick people running around that are just given over to the devil, and that's who they are. The reason that they have a position in their system is because that's the way that they function. So we have responsibility there. You know, you have a responsibility to be an ambassador of the kingdom of light, the kingdom of truth, the kingdom of God. So, you know, we have a role to play. And in that role, you are fierce. You are a warrior. You have the ability to take down a nation under the direction and leadership of the Spirit of God. You can do that. It's no thing but a chicken wing. I mean, God can do that with you. You just have to be in step with him. So, yep. So, anyways, little Sri Lanka news, I guess, for those of you that, some of you watch what's going on over here, some of you just catch updates here and there, but the nation is going into elections in January. Snap elections, presidential elections. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's more amusing than anything to just see, you know, who does what, where, and how, and all that. But I really, I can't get too into politics or anything like that, because, I mean, yeah, if God asks for us to do something or say something, sure, I will. But otherwise, it's like, I would just rather focus on that which is at hand. But there is sometimes ways that God has for us to pray, you know. And I think, you know, at this point right now around the world, one thing that's really a shame is the fact that the people of God don't realize, a lot of them, the power that they have in their prayer. And if you do pray, situations change. When you do pray, it makes a difference. Things things change. You know, I mean, you can affect change in whatever situation you're around when you pray and when you give it over to the Father. So to use that, to exercise that power that God has given you, you got to do that. You know, I think another thing that's kind of helpful, I was doing this for a while, maybe I should be getting back to this a little bit more, but you can keep a prayer journal, or keep just like even just a small notebook of just things that you're praying about, and continue to persist it, and you know, kind of even mark when you started praying about it, and watch what God does. I the other day I found one that I had, and I was flipping through, and it's pretty amazing to me how many things in there that I've been praying for, you know, some time back, and now, like, how many of those there had been an answer, or God had moved on the situations and brought about some really, really cool things. And, you know, I think one thing that happens too often with us is we forget, you know, we forget what God has done. We forget how He's already answered your prayers. We forget how He's already taken care of us in certain situations. And we get stuck up in what you're in maybe at the moment, and you forget how many times He's delivered you, how many times He's set you free. You know, it's really important to just remember the works that have come before, because He's consistent. You know, He will deliver you. He will take care of you. I mean, just even right now, you've got food to eat. You've got a roof over your head. You've got the ability to even listen to this. So He's taking care of you throughout. And He will continue to take care of you. He will continue to take care of you. That's part of the adventure, is watching the way that He does take care of you, the way that He ministers to your needs. You know, we learn that. You know, I mean, see, the world, part of the reason the world gets so freaked out is because they know what their source is and the limitations of their own source. And so if they can't line it up to the best of their knowledge, they know it's not coming. Whereas with us, with the people of God, we have the promises of God that go with us as we seek first the kingdom. And certain ones like Matthew 6, where it speaks about your needs, when you seek the kingdom first, that He takes care of the needs. Yeah, it's true. So, you know, I know that as I walk with Him, as I follow Him on this adventure, that the needs that I have will be met and ministered to by the Spirit of God when the time comes. And so I can travel very light. I can travel very free. I can travel, I can do whatever it is that I'm doing. Really, really just, I mean, bare bones operation if necessary, because whatever it is that I need will be there when I need it. And, you know, it's really a beautiful thing, because you can trust God in that line. So, yeah, you know, I think right now for myself, it's something I'm trying to do even along those lines. I would personally like to slim down my life as much as possible. I just keep, for me, just getting this feeling of just wanting to, because, oh, I tell you, less is more. You know, I mean, why would you want 5 cars if you had to take care of 5 cars? You know, I mean, why would you want, there's so many things that the world just amasses, and you don't need them. In fact, the less that you have, the less you have to maintain. So, as much as I can, recommendations to friends, I do recommend get out of debt, and get out of debt as quick as you possibly can. Because the borrower is servant to the lender, and if you can get out of that and be done with it, super. You know, make that a priority. You know, cut your vacations, slim down on your indulgences or whatever it is and get that stuff paid off. If you've got a credit card loan, if you can get money from a bank or something like that and pay off, consolidate it and pay it off, do it, because you don't want to carry and pay that. Interest is expensive. Interest is very, very, very expensive. And you don't want to be paying interest. You know, you want to get rid of that stuff as soon as possible. Make that a priority. And make that a discipline. Sit down and knock it out. I tell you what, if you're not carrying any debt, boy, it feels so good. It feels really, really good. So, but it's a good time to get those things taken care of if you have the means and if you have the, while you still have an income, get rid of that stuff. Because debt cuts off your options. It kind of tethers you to places. And you know what's amazing? How little we need. You know, that's something I discover more and more even when I travel. Like, I mean, I could literally live out of a suitcase. I mean, indefinitely on the road. I've kind of come to that point where I realized, you know, okay, here's what I would need to be able to live on the road indefinitely. And when you kind of do that for a little while, the realization comes that, wow, you know, what is all this other stuff that I got that I'm holding on to and that I'm using and that I'm spending so much time to maintain? So, yeah, we don't need that much, you know. I think if you got food to eat and a roof over your head, you're doing pretty good. And to put the energy into pursuing the Lord is a blessing, you know, is an eternal blessing. You know, there are struggles for sure that we all deal with. The struggles that, you know, we have in being in this life, having spirits and bodies and souls that are all souls that are hooked into bodies of flesh that are, you know, the DNA has been tainted. I mean, when you leave this life, you know, we leave that behind. But for those that are gods, for sure. But in the interim time, you know, you got to bring that stuff under subjection. You got to make it obedient to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And for the purpose of pursuit of the Spirit. See, we don't bring the flesh under subjection for no reason at all. There's a reason for it. There's a reason that, you know, you would pray, that you would fast, that you would bring your flesh under subjection. It's because in the end, it helps you stay on and pursue the path of Spirit. And, you know, ultimately, when that becomes your first love, again, seeking first the kingdom, when that becomes your first love and you want that more than anything else, the other stuff starts to pale in comparison. So that's, you know, that it's a matter of priorities, and this is something that I think the Spirit of God would do in your heart if you're willing. But if you want Him, you'll have Him. If you want a connection with the Father, you'll have a connection with the Father. If you want the world, you'll get the world. You know, I mean, you get your will in this life. You get your choice in this life. But if you will go on that path of pursuit of life and truth, you will definitely receive that. So, I mean, just when he calls, respond, you know? And I know, even for myself, you know, there's... Oh, gosh, you know? Okay. Even the word that Paul wrote when he said all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. You know, there are things that you can do that will be beneficial to your walk in the Spirit. There's things that you can do that will hinder your walk in the Spirit. And so, you know, just as you walk with Christ, I'm on a pretty rough road, so you can hear it. Okay, as you walk with Christ, as you continue to pursue that path, and he shows you this way, that way, left, right, do this, don't do that, and he speaks it to you from the Spirit, you make that adjustment, and you ask him to quicken you and empower you by his Spirit for the Acts 1:8 thing. You know, he gives you the power to put that stuff to death that he doesn't want in your life, but for the reason of being able to be what he intended you to be, shine the way he intended you to shine, to be his representative in the earth, so that people see you, they see a reflection of Christ Jesus himself. So, yeah, it's a pursuit, you know. It's something that, you know, it's a journey that we take, and it's amazing the places that the journey leads us. It's amazing the experiences the journey has for us. You know, I feel, in one way, I feel sorry for the people of the world, because what they look for, I mean, they want adventure, they want excitement, they want, and they think they can buy it. And in the end, you know, it's like a really, really crappy theme park, because the rides are boring, everything's manufactured, you know, it's just, there's no life in it, there's no adventure in it, it's just the same lame parties with the same lame people having the same lame conversations over and over and over and again. And whereas God's people, who are light, who are free, who are outside of that system, every day is potentially something different. I don't think I've had the same day twice in the last 5 years, for sure. I can't think of one. But part of that is because I've been shifting into eternity. I've been shifting into an eternal reality where there isn't a past, there isn't a future. It's just right now, me in I am, walking with him right now where I am. And in this moment, just enjoying the presence of the Creator and enjoying being his son. And whatever that it is that he has for me, to just go for it, do it. If that is, hey, take a rest, go chill out for a day or two, that's part of it too, because he wants to get away with you, he wants to get away with me. You know, I mean, it's not always these big things, you know, these big massive endeavors. You know, sometimes it's just rest, sometimes it's just have fun, sometimes it's just learn to laugh again, you know, learn to play again, learn to enjoy his creation. You know, gosh, I mean, he wants you to enjoy his creation. He wants you to go outside and look at the stars in the sky, look at the clouds, and just to be amazed at the work of his hands, to realize that the one that made those things is in control of all of these situations. He wants you to realize that. You know, he wants you to trust him. Oh gosh, he wants you to trust him. And so he allows us to be put in situations where that will be tested. And in the process of it being tested, then you realize, you know, if you come through it and you don't turn to the world, you don't turn to your own devices, but you really just go through with him, and you learn to trust him, it's like, ugh, it's beautiful. Because then, like, the next time you face the same thing or something similar, you're like, okay, I saw him come through. I know that he's able. And, yeah, so I'm not going to worry about this anymore. So now you're ready for another stretching lesson. Now you're ready to go and take this to a deeper level. So I think too many people, they have that first real test, and then they run to the world. They have that first real test of their faith, and at that point they can't see past the carnal reality, so that's where they stop. And then they just try to find a club, aka any kind of religious organization, church, whatever, that will be full of other people that will tell them, yeah, you're okay making that decision and making that choice. So not really the way that you should go. Okay, I'm going to sign off for a second here, and I'll come back.
Yes.
So. Okay. So. Anyways. Errands are complete. Now I am driving back to Colombo. Had to swing outside the city for a little bit. A couple things to do out here. Now, all that's done, and now I need to make my way back. It's really nice having a four-wheel drive, especially when you gotta drive on something that looks like the craters of the moon. All these fancy Audis and BMWs and all that, you're kind of, if you have one of those, you're pretty much stuck in the city. You'd be surprised how many times people call me up wanting to borrow my truck to go somewhere. Usually I don't give it because the reason they want to borrow it is to trash it out, and they're usually not around when it's time to repair it. So anyways, because I drive a 1990 Toyota Hilux 4x4. It's diesel, so it's got, it's, once it gets going, it's pretty much, it keeps going. But it's an old truck, so, you know, old vehicles, you got old issues. Yeah, so repairs on this has gotten a little bit much, I think. But you work with what you got, so I just thank God that I actually have a vehicle. I'm able to get around, and I got enough to put gas in it and keep going and just keep doing whatever it is that he shows me to do. Because you know something, too, like, I mean, he will supply our needs, and there's things sometimes that we think we need and we really don't. And sometimes there's things that will be coming down the line, but you need to go through those stages so that you have an appreciation for what you have down the line. You know, there's interesting, it's a proverb in the book of Proverbs where it says that an inheritance received early on in life is not a blessing later on. And I mean, it's really true. You know, I mean, if you get a lot of things really quickly, and you don't have to go through a process of seeing what it is to have and to receive and to work for something, you don't appreciate it. I mean, the difference between a spoiled trust fund brat who goes to college and somebody that's working their way through school and really, you know, has to study and, you know, carry a couple of jobs and all of that to pay their tuition. I mean, who do you think appreciates that degree more when they're done? I mean, who do you think values their education more? Because it costs them something. So when something costs you very little, you appreciate it very little. When something costs you a lot, you appreciate it a lot. I mean, when you realize, I mean, the ultimate example is the blood of Christ. You know, when you realize what the value of that was and the cost that was, that it took to redeem us and the value that God places on us, it gives you some good perspective. So, yeah, but, you know, don't, don't disdain the struggle, you know, and I know it's not easy. I can appreciate it because I'm in it too. I'm definitely in it too. But don't disdain the struggle, because the struggle is part of what makes you what you're meant to be. You know, a friend of mine was talking to me about, like, the butterfly, when it goes through the cocoon process, and when the time comes for it to actually to come out of the cocoon and to become a butterfly, I mean, it has to go through a real struggle and a fight to get out of that cocoon. And, you know, one time there was a guy that was watching this whole process, and he thought he'd help the butterfly along. So he kind of cut along the side of the cocoon to help the butterfly to get out easier. And in the process, the butterfly ended up, well, when it got out all strange, and it ended up dying because of this. And the reason was, in part, was when the butterfly goes through the cocoon, when it fights to get out, just even the process of the butterfly, of the caterpillar becoming the butterfly and squeezing its way through that little opening in the cocoon and struggling and fighting to get out, it squeezes like certain liquids and things like that into even the wings and into like the new frame that the butterfly will be. So if it doesn't go through that struggle and that fight to get out of the cocoon, it emerges not complete in the form that it's meant to be. So, you know, we're meant to go through a struggle. We're meant to go through a fight as such. You know, we're meant to learn to depend and trust on the Lord. I mean, you need that. You know, I mean, there is a fellowship of his sufferings that we're intended to go through. So, you know, rather than, I think too often people look for the shortcut, and rather than embracing what it is that God knows is best for us. I mean, go back to Jesus. This was a man acquainted with sorrows. This was a man who, in his lifetime, he went through the ultimate hardship with the cross, but all of his days were not easy. You know, Isaiah talks about how he's a man acquainted with sorrows. I mean, he knew what it was to suffer and to struggle. I think, you know, we've been brainwashed into our flesh, which the brainwashing is such that the flesh avoids pain and goes after pleasure. And we've allowed for the conditioning around us to reinforce the pursuit of that. Look for pleasure. Anything that's painful or difficult or is in any way of a struggle, to look for the quickest exit from that. So that's why you got people buying really crappy exercise equipment on infomercials, because they're told, oh yeah, 3 minutes a day and you're going to get these rock hard abs. And it doesn't happen. It doesn't work like that. If you really want to get into shape, you're going to go through some pain, some physical pain. And the better thing is to learn to actually to enjoy that and to look forward to that rather than... So you actually can come to a point where your body, where you actually enjoy that difficulty and that strain that you put your body in. But it's a process. But when your body rebuilds, and when it rebuilds fit, it does so because it needs to for survival. It needs to because it's adapting to the environment and the challenge that you're putting on it. So when you work out, when you exercise, and you push yourself past your normal limits, then your body, when it rebuilds stronger, so that the next time if you get pushed to the same thing, you'll be able to handle it. So the reason people are fat and sloppy in so many places is because nothing is being pushed, and so they just, you know, their body doesn't need to. It's not, doesn't have to survive. It doesn't have to be able to handle a heavy load of exercise or whatever it is. Just so, so on the spiritual level, God does that too with us. He works us out. He puts us into difficult, trying, testing times. And a big part of the reason for that is to condition you. You know, I mean, when it talks about us wrestling not against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6, but against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, if you've ever wrestled, I mean, I wrestled in my school days. There's one sport that I did that I was actually decent at. And, but in those days when I wrestled, that was probably one of the most grueling sports you could do. If you've ever wrestled, and this is the Greco-Roman style wrestling, the Olympic style wrestling. If you've ever done that kind of wrestling, the energy that it takes to wrestle, I don't think I've ever experienced, and I did about half a dozen sports, you know, the energy that it took to wrestle was just phenomenal. I mean, it just drained you because you're clashing all out, you and another person, and when you're actually in a match. And, it was hard, but, you got a shape. You got some serious physical shape from that kind of conditioning and that kind of sport. So when we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and all of that, spiritual wickedness in high places, all of that, when you're wrestling against, if you're engaging in that warfare, you will get incredible spiritual shape if you're in that fight. You'll be ready for the challenges of life. You'll be ready for the adventure God has for you. But you have to go down that line. You have to go down that path. You have to not jump off of the mat when you're in your first match. You know, you got to fight through it. And then you got to learn how to fight. God will teach you. So, yeah, it's a process. It's not an easy thing that we've been called to. But it is the path of life. It is the path of truth. It is the path that Christ has for us. So, I'm struggling in my own way, you know, on this journey right now, you know, because so many things at times lack clarity. Maybe sometimes it's my own doing, and then other times it's just the nature of the situation that I'm in. But it's not easy, you know, it isn't. And you know, sometimes there's just certain things that, boy, I just wish they'd go away, but they don't. You know, you got to go through. There's a difference between going through and being taken out. And if you get taken out of something, if you didn't learn the lesson you got to learn, you're going to have to repeat that whole thing all over again. But if you go through whatever it is that you need to go through, then you will, if you go through it God's way, you will have learned something, you'll be stronger on the other side, and God's purposes will be accomplished in your life. You know, some things to think about and to keep in mind is just that, you know, I mean, we weren't, 100 years ago, we weren't in this reality. You know, now we're here by God's design. You know, you have conscious thought and ability even in this situation. So, that being the case, you didn't really do much on your side to be here and to be in this reality. So that being the case, you know, he's pretty much, he's in control. of the whole situation. So really line up with him and say, okay, Lord, since you're in control of this whole thing, I just want to abandon myself completely to you so that I can get on your page for whatever it is that you're doing in this situation that I find myself in. You know, I think it's an incredible time of being transitory. That's something I'm noting and I'm enjoying. I can see a lot of kind of trips and things like that coming up in the near future. There's a lot that needs to be done all over the world. And I think God is calling out certain people that are ready for this now to step up to that plate. You know, I see certain things he's had me doing over the years. And, yeah, I think I see him preparing me for some certain lines. But also, I know that because we're outside of the system, that there's very few places where we'll get a warm welcome as such. But it's okay. You know, God's people they know their own. You know, we know our own. We know those that are His. We know those that aren't. And, I mean, the worlders, they know who you are too. You know, they see His light shining through you. And I think just being on that right track is so important, because if you are, you'll be able to fight. That you're in a place of alignment where His power can come through you, flow through you, to fight in these situations. So, wow, what a day. Just got done with a few errands, so it's always nice. Got to get back to the city, and I got a few more items to take care of. Going to meet up with some of the brothers this evening. Have kind of a service / gathering of the saints. I there's so few places anymore that you know you can really go as such that aren't compromised, aren't watered down. It's not a good thing. You know, I mean, I wish there was more. I love to sing praises unto God. I wish there was some places that were really strong where I could do that. But there aren't. I really, you know, because at the end, they may sing praises to God, but then the next thing that you hit up with is false doctrine, false teaching, false spirit. Spirit of Antichrist in the pulpits. Telling you that His work wasn't finished and you need something from that place to be able to finish off the work of God in your life. So, anyways, so few and far between, real brothers, real teachers of the Word, real people that know Him, know His voice, love Him. And but when you meet them, and there are the real ones there, just embrace them, love them, share what you got. Allow them to share with you, and we just keep moving forward. So God is in control. I mean, you know, with all that's going on around us, with all that's going on in the world, never, ever, ever forget that God is in control 100%. And He's allowing certain things just to take place because they're written. They're part of the sequence that He has. But He'll always watch out and take care of His people in the midst of this. So the most important thing you can do is just make sure you're on His page. Yeah, okay. Well, I think I'm going to sign off for now. Getting close to getting back here. And I just want to let you guys know that I love you very much. And I just pray the blessing of God upon your lives. I pray that God will just lead and guide and direct you. And that that just in this difficult and trying time, that you would just trust Him completely. Because He'll take you through. Alright, so love you, and I will talk to you soon. Alright, bye.
Thank you.